Now, George Bush has been all over the media here in the Czech Republic since he arrived on Monday evening. But many ordinary Czechs are talking less about his visit and more about a bizarre gift the Czech Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova was planning to give the US President. It's a present you too can enjoy, or at least you can listen to it.
Dobrý den, radare, prostě welcome. Tak jsme se konečně dočkali. Dobrý den, radare, já ti to hezkám.
Kámoši. Miss Parkanova said she was planning to give a CD of this song, Dobrý den, prapore, hvězd a pruhu, Hello, Stars and Stripes, to the world's most powerful man. It's based on a tune from 1961 called Hello, Major Gagarin, celebrating the Soviet hero becoming the first man in space. This song, though, is pro-American, and as we've just heard there, says Hello, Radar, welcome. It's written and performed by a singer called Jan Vichital, but he's helped by a rather unusual backing vocalist, Defence Minister Parkanova herself, as you can hear in the following.
Vyšitám, prosím, do vesmíru. Vyšitám mezi hvězdama. Že chcem žít nadál s každým v míru. Radši však šijem u sama.
And I hope Vlasta Parkanova was at least a little bit audible there. She's one of the Czech Republic's most popular politicians, but it's hard to know if this stunt will add to or take away from her approval ratings. The defence minister herself says she knows she's setting herself up to be satirised, but she justifies recording the song by saying she and its writer Jan Vichital wanted to lighten the tense and negative atmosphere surrounding US plans to build a radar base in central Bohemia. Apparently, the two have known one another since the days when Vlasta Parkanova used to appear with the jazz orchestra. The minister has even released an album, reportedly. It's called Říkej to potichočku, or, excuse my Czech, or Tell Me Very Quietly. And if you listen closely, you can again hear the minister's dulcet tones singing back up on Hello, Stars and Stripes.
Vyžitám, prosím, že my víme, kdo nám kdy přines svobodu. Kde Masaryk s prezidentem Wilsonem pomoh našemu národu.